Governor Walker's budget would have required seniors to apply for the Medicare Part D prescription drug benefit if they were able, and required senior care to lapse about $25 million to the state to pay other bills. Lawmakers from both parties complained, and the Joint Finance Committee yesterday ultimately rejected the move under the direction of Senate Republican co-chair Alberta Darling.
We want to tell everybody around Wisconsin this legislature is going to continue senior care as it is and not change it. So that's a big victory.
But Darling and other majority Republicans went along with the governor's plan to cap enrollment in family care, the state's community-based alternative to nursing home care for the elderly and disabled. Milwaukee Democratic Senator Lena Taylor said that was breaking a promise that many people had been counting on.
I have issue because it's almost heartless to the individuals who are so vulnerable, 9,000 people on the wait list. And we're just going to say, oops, sorry, wouldn't want to be you.
The committee also approved nearly $500 million in unspecified cuts to the state's medical assistance programs. Democratic lawmakers gave former Governor Jim Doyle similar latitude last session, although a plan currently tied up in court could give the Walker administration much more sweeping power to cut eligibility or raise premiums for programs like Badger Care. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.